Hi, my name is Zakai, and welcome to my podcast. Current crap doesn't matter. In other words, all the stuff that currently exists in your life really ultimately doesn't matter. Current crap doesn't matter because current reality is actually old news. Whatever bad shit has happened in your life, don't give up. Don't give yourself a hard time about it, whatever it is, because current reality that exists in your life right now, or that you've created, or even your past, is really, really, really old news, because current manifestations only exist because of your old previous thoughts. And of course, you can change those thoughts, can't you? Your current reality is just an indication, a gauge showing you how you have previously been thinking. So if you're not happy with a current manifestation, well, it's no big deal, because all you have to do is change your thoughts so they are pointing in a more positive and a more preferred direction. And then tomorrow you will have created that preferred reality, because you get a new start every day. And if you can keep focusing on that preferred reality, well, then you'll create that preferred reality physically, because every day, every single day when you wake up in the morning, see, every night you go to sleep, you enter the vortex, you disconnect from attraction, basically. You're connected to source, and you start all over again with a fresh start. But you, of course, you don't have to wait until tomorrow to change your reality. You don't have to wait until the next morning to get a new start, because you can change how you feel right now. Change how you feel now, you change your reality, because that's what you want anyway, is to feel good, right? And you don't have to change your external reality so that you can have a happier response to that changed condition. So it doesn't matter what is going on in physical reality, you don't have to try to change it. All you have to do is change how you think and how you feel. You can change how you feel now, regardless of the conditions of your life, by placing your attention in a less conditional and less specific manner than your current specific reality, and focus on something else that's a whole lot more fun to think about. Trying to change external reality in order to feel better is way too hard of work and way too much struggle. And there are way too many variables and people to try to judge and try to manipulate and try to control. But if you can feel better and just feel good thinking about something else that is easy to like, love, and appreciate because you're feeling good in a general way, and not even necessarily directly tackling your big ass hairy issue, because you're just feeling good because you're thinking about something that you like, love, and appreciate, well, then more good feeling things start to happening in your life and around you and even in the world, because you start seeing the good things happening in the world, and more fun things start manifesting, and generally more fun, better feeling reality follows, and you meet more fun people, nicer people, more aware people, more enlightened people. And it has to. All this has to change. Your life has to change, because this is, it's universal law. Whatever you focus on, you attract and create more of. So whatever the drama or trauma that has happened in your life, for example, let's say you get popped by the cops for speeding. This is one of my absolute favorites, of course. Or let's say your girlfriend leaves you for your best friend and takes your dog with her and runs over your guitar on the way out. So you're broke, and you lost your girlfriend. You're so broke that you can't pay attention. You've lost your girlfriend, lost your dog. Whatever the drama is, it doesn't matter in the least, because you're never more clear about what you want than when you are very clear about what you don't want. And all you have to do is start focusing on what you do want. And your life has to improve to match your improved, happy positively focused vibration, because it's always fun thinking about what we want. That is, unless you start thinking about the lack of what you want, then you will fall into the pit of despair. And that's the trap most people fall into. Bad shit happens, and instead of using that crap-a-doodly-doo stuff as a launching pad to create better stuff and focus on better stuff and focus on stuff that you like, people keep banging the drum of how bad it is and how unfair things are and how there's no justice. Wah, 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 wah. Poor little baby. So stop your whining and focus on what you want now. What you want now in your life, so that you can actually get it, so that you can actually create it, so that you can attract it. No one's coming to your rescue to take the bad things that you don't like and don't want away. The only way to take the bad things away is to stop creating bad shit in your life in the first place by consciously and deliberately creating good stuff. So it doesn't matter how much shit you've created, it doesn't matter how high the pile is, it doesn't matter at all. You can just start creating good stuff now. And you have the power with the power to create whatever you want in your life with the simple directed focus of your mind. So get your mind focused on what you want and let go of the crap that you don't want. And stop bitching and moaning about bad stuff that you don't like and don't want, because that bitching and that moaning is just creating more bad shit that you're not going to like and not want. You're in charge of your reality. Nobody else. Nobody else can create for you. Nobody else can attract for you. Nobody can vibrate for you but you. So that means only you can create for you, which means you can't be a victim. There's no such thing as a victim, because nobody can impose anything upon you that you are not attracting and creating. Woo! No one else can create anything for you against your will or even for your will. So get busy creating what you want. Stop worrying about what everybody else wants, what they're doing. Get your nose out of everybody else's business and create for yourself an infinitely abundant, magical, joyful, and loving life. Right. Short and sweet, baby. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more goodies to help you become an awesome, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron Shihan, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant, wealthy, fun, adventurous lifestyle that we all love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!